Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. A little opera music, a little Monday from the Mamas and Papas. You know who's here in the studio with me, Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you.
I kind of like this chilly morning weather. Just a little, because I know it's temporary. Because they said it's going up at the end of the week.
Okay.
Just a day
have,
or two.
You can have 2 days.
Because I broke out my sweater, one of my four sweaters.
So. Yeah, I had to get out my... winter pants, woolly
See,
pants.
I know. Yeah. It's fun.
Jackets and
I said I'm not going to get the earmuffs out yet. I don't want to be too Floridian. But what a great weekend. The weather was perfect all weekend for all the events that we had, Malcolm. I went to the Pensacola Greek Festival, which was fantastic. The Greek dancers and music. But I got to tell you, there is nothing like real Greek baklava. Oh, my gosh. I took some home with me. Chocolate baklava. Have you ever had that?
As a matter of fact, I've been known to gorge on that.
Oh, gosh. Spanakopita. Spinach. Oh, it was just, I got everything. I took a whole big bag. It was so funny because everyone leaving the festival had these big white bags full of Greek food. It was fabulous. Yeah. So did you go to the arts festival?
I'm ashamed to say that I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I did not get off the golf course until late.
Well, I can see why with the weather that we had.
It was just absolutely beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Started to get a little chilly towards the end.
Chilly is all relevant in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
It was only 60 degrees. It was chilly.
It
was just the perfect weather for it with all the artists out there. And it was just neat to see all the people and just everybody out and laughing and smiling. And just, it was a great break from all the kind of crazy that's going on right now. It just was fun to be just with family and see friends and see people out and about, because it reminded me of how bad COVID really was. And now we're able to go out and do all these things again. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
That cooler weather sort of, it does that. It sort of brings on Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just, I don't know. It was a great weekend. The weather was great. So I went to that. I went to the game watching party for the Bulldogs. Couldn't miss that.
I heard a rumor that you guys squeaked by.
We didn't squeak. We whooped them this time.
Oh, you did?
Yes, we whooped them. Woof, woof. So it was just a fun day. I went to a birthday party breakfast, went right from there to the Bulldog watch party, then from there to the Greek Festival, and then from there to the symphony. It's called Symphony Saturday night.
Yes, wasn't it?
And you were there, right?
Yes, I was there. Absolutely.
I love the symphony. And I didn't when I was younger, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess it's a acquired taste. I don't know. But I just, going now, I so enjoy it. Even when it's music I'm not familiar with it necessarily or something I've never heard before.
Well, I think that's one of the great things about Pensacola Symphony. Peter introduces music that you are not familiar with. And I must admit, the modern stuff in particular is not my cup of tea.
Right.
Williams, Shostakovich. In terms of classical music, they're modern.
Mm-hmm.
Is not kind of my cup of tea, but I like to listen and decide
for
myself.
I love the fact that he takes the time and before every, I guess you'd call it every piece that they do, he explains it. Because I felt like I was getting an education. I'm not familiar with all of that stuff. So to hear the background of the composer and one of them, the last one was the 102nd Symphony. Written by, this guy had written 102 symphonies.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Haydn.
Yeah, Haydn. I thought, holy moly.
Haydn's 102nd symphony.
Good Lord. I thought that was incredible. I mean, just think about that. That's a lifetime.
Mm.
Wow. So it was just, little fun facts like that and seeing, and they usually have guest artists. They had a guest pianist who was kind of a hoot. He reminded me of
Yeah, he was a little different.
Yeah, he was, who was the pianist for, Victor, what was his name? That was sort of he was a classically trained, but he was a comedian on the piano, really. He used to do shows. He reminded me of him. He was kind of mugging a little bit and having fun, but he did that whole piece, that symphony piece, with no music in front of him.
Yes.
That was, oh my goodness.
We should give a little equal time to the opera.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the Rock the Runway on.
Yes, Wednesday. Rock the Runway last week. That was a fun event,
too. Well, it certainly
too.
Rocked the Sangha, that's for sure.
Talk about that, because that was pretty neat, too.
Yeah, it was the White Tie Ensemble playing...
Rock music.
Yeah, yes.
They're amazing. And they're doing a Christmas show, by the way, like they usually do. So
I guess it's music from the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. I'm not super familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the models paraded out in there.
Well, didn't they? I wasn't there. I went to a different Foo Foo Fest event. Foo Foo Festival, by the way, kudos to everybody that organized it this past 10 days. It was just phenomenal. All the different exhibits that they had going on. But the Rock the Runway was part of that.
Yes.
And I think they had the models dressing up as divas from the different operas, right?
Correct.
So I saw some of the photos from that. Oh my gosh. Those costumes were incredible.
Yes.
Looked like a lot of fun.
Michael Riesberg, Dr. Riesberg, was dressed as a cowboy from A Girl of the Golden West. Yes, he likes to wear cowboy hats anyway, but he fit the part beautifully.
Typecasting then.
Yeah, and these big chaps and
Oh, that's funny.
It was fun.
Yeah, they do a great job.
A little different.
Yeah, it's great. It's great with the Pensacola Opera. So the Foo Foo Fest folks did a superb job of getting everything together, and it was really a lot of fun. So I didn't go to Rock the Runway because I went to the Penn Arts show, The Luck, which was the only night I could get tickets was that Wednesday. So and that was great. They had an original production with the music, and it was written by the Lubin Brothers, who we had on the show last week. And it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. And the quality of the work that they do there is really, really good.
You've been a busy girl.
I'm telling you, I have no excuse. You can't sit around in this town. I mean, there's just too many things going on. And that's not even half of what was going on this past week.
Oh, yeah, there's so much.
I couldn't get to everything, but keep your eyes on the calendar. Keep your eyes on Downtown Crowd. Let's talk about Ballinger Publishing for a moment, because in that paper you can find a calendar for the whole month of all the activities,
all of the fall festivals and events.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said, there are lots of them.
Yeah, I keep it on my desk because I reference it all the time throughout the month. And so if that's a great thing to have, and you can pick this up just about anywhere. I see them at all the different locations around town. And it's great to have because it'll tell you everything that's going on in the community.
And it is, of course, free.
And it's free, even better. And a lot of the advertisers I like, what you'll see in the advertisements, like Vinyl Music Hall, there's an ad and they have every show for the whole month. So you can kind of see what they're presenting. Because sometimes it's hard to find out what's going on at some of our local bars and restaurants. And a lot of them do advertise in this particular publication. You also have the Ice Flyers. You can see what they're doing and the games they've got going on.
Yes, in fact, I'll look in the break and see if we have a couple of tickets that we can give away.
That sounds like a good plan. And then also we got to talk about Business Climate, because that just came out as well, which is a superb magazine, Northwest Florida's Business Climate.
I always get comments about my magazine.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
I think
mostly
good.
Mostly good,
I would imagine.
But the annual edition of the Business Climate is always one of the ones that I get the most comments, because people read little snippets throughout the year. They're going to build this, they're going to modernize that.
Mm-hmm.
The magazine brings all that together, what's happening in the greater downtown area.
And it's hard to keep up right now. There's so much development.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing in just a couple of minutes. If you've got a question or a comment from Malcolm, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on a Monday. And today, I love when I look up those things. The old radio trick is, what are we celebrating today, right? All the World Day stuff. And today is the Marine Corps' birthday.
I did know that, yes.
250 years. Mm. Incredible. So salute to all of our Marine Corps veterans and everyone that's serving now or has served. Happy birthday.
And, of course, tomorrow is Veterans Day.
That's right.
So it's a double.
Yep, and we have two parades. We have one in the morning in Pensacola and then one in the afternoon out on Pensacola Beach, being sponsored by the Elks Lodge. So definitely check those out. There'll be all kinds of activities, I'm sure. Everyone's going to have the day off, I think, tomorrow. It's all the federal holiday,
well,
except for me.
I don't know about you.
Except for me. I'll be here.
Ballinger Publishing will be there.
Yes, and, yes. Yes, you'll be there.
Hard at work.
Yes, you go. There you go. So a lot's going on this week, and it's nice. I think a lot of people, there wasn't much traffic this morning. I think a lot of people took today off to have a nice long weekend. So good for you if you were able to do
that. Oh,
that
must be nice.
Yeah, right? Mm. That would be great. So we had lots of events this past weekend. We have a lot going on with Downtown Crowd, so you can check that out to keep up with all of the exciting events in our community. And then Business Climate, looking at all the changes and developments. And it's really quite remarkable when you think about it.
One of the hot discussions.
Yes, you were part of that.
Is the new, the Palo Fox remake.
Mm-hmm, project that's on the boards.
It's become a bit of a hot topic. And if you're not exactly sure what it all means, there is an explanation in the Business Climate. It is page 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it just explains what exactly they're going to do and the timetable, etc.
And you were on the show, you were on the morning show last Friday with the rap talking about that, representing and had some thoughts, I believe, about this whole project. I confess I should be more informed about it, but I am not. I have not had a chance to really dig into it, but I have heard pros and cons for sure. People have very strong opinions about it,
If I may get on my soapbox for just a moment.
Oh, please do. Because you never have an opinion about anything.
As you know, I'm certainly in favor of progress,
mm-hmm.
but I think it has to be the right kind of progress. And I'm really uncertain as to how, well, let me put it another way. We have a beautiful historic downtown,
mm-hmm.
particularly Palo Fox Street, Seville Quarter.
Right.
We do not need to modernize it. I think the streetscape is makes it look like a mall almost.
Mm, I see. From the photo, I'm looking at the photos now in Business Climate, and I do kind of like the idea of the cobblestones. Is that, am I seeing that properly? For the because my understanding is part of what they wanted to do was to make it more quote unquote walkable.
Yeah, and they want to narrow the street,
mm-hmm.
which.
That can get tricky with our traffic.
Yeah. I said, I think, on Friday that the real problem is not Palo Fox Street. The real mm-hmm. problem is the traffic that comes from the west trying to get onto 110. And they use Palo Fox Street and Balin Street,
mm-hmm.
Particularly now that Garden Street is restricted with all the work barrels and things.
Mm-hmm.
The real solution is to find a way for traffic from the west to get to 110. Without going down Palo Fox Street. I'm not in favor of the street diet thing. I understand the reasons for it. And,
mm-hmm.
Many people agree that with the street diet, but I just don't. I think when we did it on Main Street, the net effect has not been. It's not discouraged traffic because the traffic is still coming up. Main Street and on to Palo Fox and Balin mm-hmm. to get onto 110. So it did not achieve.
What is the timeline on this? What are they saying? They're starting the construction on it? And because I think there was a little controversy about that too, wasn't there?
I believe that they're going to sign the contract in the next week or so mm-hmm. and start work on it in...
pretty quickly,
I think I saw a date of January 10th.
Oh, okay.
So it's a reality.
Okay.
I laud these city council and the mayor for moving forward and looking for ideas to make Palo Fox Street better.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hate to be critical, but I don't think this is the right way to do it. Mm. I think it needs more thought.
I'm going to have to look into it more because I'll be honest with you, I have not done my due diligence on this topic, but I have heard a lot of chatter about it, put it that way.
Of course, most of the chatter has been from the merchants. Mm-hmm. And bars and restaurants downtown.
It's probably
going to kill their business.
That's a legitimate concern.
Yes.
I can understand why they would be concerned about that. Because it does hurt your business when people can't get access to it. Anytime they do any kind of, the best example would be with the 3 Mile Bridge and how it affected those businesses in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, those poor businesses on Garden Street right now have to be suffering. They are suffering horribly.
Mm-hmm.
Because although you can get into those businesses, when you see all those bollards and roadwork, you just keep driving past.
Right.
And I think Palafox Street. I don't know. I don't think I know what the real answer, what the best answer is. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's modernizing it and narrowing the street. I don't believe that's the answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of shopping and businesses, I'm going to put my plug in for shopping local this holiday season.
Oh, always.
Support your local businesses. I know always. How easy it is to go online and just click an order, but these people that are in our community have put a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears into their businesses that they've opened, a lot of the local boutiques and shops and clothing stores and restaurants. And don't order online, shop local, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. If you have a thought or comment, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're here with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. Just a few minutes left for this half hour. Malcolm, anything you wanted to mention before we go?
Well, it's always good to mention that you can read all of our publications at ballingerpublishing.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just click the current editions or across the top, and you just click on that, and then you can read. But there is also an archive further down.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to read about an article in a past issue.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so the past issues are on there too.
Yeah, back about 10 or 12 years, I think.
Oh,
it's
no
been,
kidding.
It's been a while anyway.
Wow, okay. I'll have to check that out. I think it's just the coolest thing, though, that you could read it on your phone.
Yes.
That's just amazing. The technology today is really amazing.
Yeah, we are finding that more and more people are starting to read it online,
mm-hmm.
visit our website.
I guess I'm old school because I still love picking up a magazine and looking at it in my hands.
Mm.
That's my favorite thing to do. I love newspapers. I'm really missing newspapers. I happen to love it.
Whenever we get a new edition of the magazine, I love to just hold it.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Maybe that's the journalist in me. I don't know.
That smell of ink.
The smell of a new publication and
yes.
opening it up when it's all put together. And I think that's probably your perspective as a publisher, because you discuss story ideas, your writers come together, there are tons of meetings. I don't know if people realize how much goes into producing a magazine.
Well, for instance, the business climate,
mm-hmm.
Morgan keeps in touch with all of this building, residential and commercial, 12 months a year, so
mm-hmm.
that she has a knowledge to put this together.
Right.
Because it is a lot to keep a track of. Keep track of.
Absolutely.
So much happening downtown.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. But it's very cool. If you're interested, you can go online, ballingerpublishing.com. But y'all do a great job of distributing throughout the community. Because it's in all the different counties. You can go to the visitor centers, many storefronts.
They are free. But if you want one delivered by mail, then we have a subscription available.
Oh, okay. So I have to go to ballingerpublishing.com?
Correct.
There you go. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger, the publisher and owner of Ballinger Publishing. It's always fun to have you here on Monday mornings, Malcolm.
Thank you. I look forward to Monday mornings.
So you make my week.
Thank you.
You get me started on the right foot, sort of. Thank you again. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back with you right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.